My name is Wendell Naumann, and I am from the Levine Cancer Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina. It is my pleasure to present on behalf of my co-investigators the interim results of STRO-002-GM1. This is a Phase 1 first-in-human study of STRO-002, an antifolate antibody drug conjugate in patients with advanced platinum-resistant or refractory epithelial ovarian cancer. STRO-002 is a novel second-generation ADC. The antibody is generated with a cell-free production system which allows incorporation of artificial amino acids and site-specific conjugation of four molecules of the hemosterolin warhead. This trial is sponsored by Sutro Biopharma and was initiated in March of 2019. It is being conducted at 10 centers throughout the United States. The enrollment in the dose escalation portion of this study is complete. A total of 40 patients with recurrent platinum-resistant or refractory ovarian cancer have been enrolled. 39 patients have been dosed and one is in screening at the time of data analysis. It is important to note that patients were enrolled without regard to folate alpha expression or the number of prior chemotherapy regimens. The trial employed an accelerated lead-in for the first two dose levels of a single patient, followed by a standard 3x3 design for subsequent dose levels. The population enrolled in this trial was heavily pretreated. The median lines of prior therapy was 5, the range of 2 to 10. 79% of patients were treated with prior bevacizumab, 59% with prior PARP, 21% with prior checkpoint inhibitors, and 34% had received other experimental therapy. 34 patients were treated with biologically active doses of the drug. Currently, 16 of those 34, or 47% of patients, remain on study. At 16 weeks, 14 of 34, or 41% of patients, remained on study. 67% of patients had greater than a 50% reduction or normalization of the CA125 level, with 42% confirmed by GCIG criteria. And the overall response rate by RECIST criteria was 27%, with 23% of partial responses ongoing at greater than 12 weeks. Disease control rate was 47%. The highest dose cleared was 6 milligrams per meter squared. STRO-002 was generally well tolerated and mostly associated with mild events. 89% of all AEs reported were grade 1 or 2, and prophylactic corticosteroid eye drops were not necessary. Grade 3 toxicity included fatigue in 10%, neutropenia in 44%, arthralgias in 13%, diarrhea in 3%, and peripheral neuropathy in 3%. The only grade 4 toxicity noted was neutropenia. Formal DLTs included grade 3 bone pain and grade 3 peripheral neuropathy. Only 2 patients developed keratitis, and only 1 required corticosteroid eye drops. It should be noted that the patient with grade 3 keratitis was inadvertently dosed at 7 milligrams per kilogram. The patient with grade 2 keratitis was dosed at 5.2 milligrams per kilogram. It is anticipated the recommended phase 2 dose will be in the 4.3 to 5.2 milligram per kilogram range. The dose expansion phase of this trial is planned in 40 patients with less heavily pretreated ovarian cancer and 40 patients with FR alpha expressing endometrial cancer in the near future.